And when he got to the door, you could tell he was scared. He was scared. I don't know why he was scared. I said, hold your hands up. Lift your hands up. Trying to get him to lift his hands up. And he did. He did instead of lift his hands up. Did like this right. I said, he ain't got no gun. Please don't shoot. He ain't got no gun. He ain't got no gun. And that's why I want to talk to them officers. I want them to know I'm not mad with them. They had a job to do. I don't know why my grandson wanted to die or whatever, but he had a job to do.
I know she gonna beat herself up, Lord, but I gotta be there for her. Gotta be there for her. The devil checked my child all the time.
So once you told him to put his hands up, the officers were telling him to put his hands up, you said that he brought his hands up in like, motion like he had,
yeah, like
he had something?
Yeah, but the thing about it, what you don't know is, see, that's what he turned his back. See, he had his hands up, and he tried to turn his back like he wanted them to shoot him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He walked out, and he looked, and then I don't know if it frayed him or what. That's when he put his hand together and did like that. I guess that's what probably made him think it was a real gun. Because if you look at me like this, that look like a gun in my hand, ain't it? Yeah, it could be. I don't have no animosity against them officers. I don't have no answer. No, your officers, them officers can't give me no answers. Nobody can give me answers but God right now.